Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, I would suspect that over the weekend, quite a bit of planning got done.
Well, in places that had enough dry ground, certainly more planting did get done, but we, of course, had some pockets of rain last week, which probably resulted in some slow goes in some places. I just hope for producers that planting is done in many areas, because it's now June 1st, and we do know that with it being June 1st, any crops going into the ground now are late. There's just no doubt about that. And delays will continue in some areas because more rain is coming. In fact, a round of rather significant rain moved across the northern third of Illinois and northern third to half of Indiana and parts of west central and northwestern Ohio and southern lower Michigan this morning. And that's just the beginning of some rain that's going to plague that area here over the next couple of days. So I don't see field work being a real possibility here for the next few days over portions of Iowa, southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, northern Indiana, southern Michigan, and northern Ohio. Now, as you go a little bit farther south, it looks like just scattered showers and thunderstorms possible later today into tonight. So a few areas in central Illinois and central Indiana will get wet later on today into tonight. But frontal boundary is going to sit to our north here for another day or so. So the focus of the most widespread and heaviest rain will be across northern parts of Illinois and Indiana. So those are going to be areas that are going to get substantial rainfall, in some cases with downpours over an inch, and that means that they are going to have problems accessing fields for several days. So any northern crop districts that are not yet planted or any northern crop areas not yet planted, that's a big problem. Now farther south in southern Illinois, where corn planting is even a bit farther behind, dry weather is expected today. Dry weather is expected most of tomorrow, and then that frontal system does push southward, and I think that they will then get some rain tomorrow night into Wednesday. So nobody's going to escape the rain in our two-state area, but the heavier rain will be across the northern third to half of Illinois and Indiana, and we're talking widespread amounts of 1 to 2 inches in that area. So here in central sections, probably a lot of places will pick up an inch eventually. So not good news for those that still have to plant crops. Behind all this, it will start to dry out. This front will sag far enough southward Wednesday so that lingering showers will start to pull out of the area on Wednesday. And by Wednesday night, most of the Midwest Corn Belt turns dry. And we'll have a few dry days then, along with cooler than average temperatures. It appears that on Wednesday, with cloud cover and some lingering showers, many areas in our two-state area will only get up into the 60s, probably 60s north and 70s south on Thursday, and then back into the 70s by the time we get to Friday. We are then looking at the possibility of more rain working in sometime this upcoming weekend, and there's still some uncertainty about that next weather system that will be coming in from the west coast next weekend. So we'll have to wait and see on that, but chances are the same areas that have been wet recently will have more showers and thunderstorms as warmer air will try to come up from the Gulf, but it will meet resistance with colder air sitting over the Great Lakes and Northern Plains. So we could have another round of thunderstorms this upcoming weekend into early next week. But we do get a break in the action. I think from late Wednesday through Thursday and Friday, dry weather is in the offing, so at least that's some good news. And that's a look at the growing areas for this morning. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.